Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Special guest every single Thursday at 7:50 is the voice of the Pittsburgh Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing?
Fine, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good.
Some of us better than others, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. What do you? How do you explain the loss?
Are we still going back to Saturday? Are we?
Yes,
we
are.
Going back there, huh?
Yes, we are. How do you explain the loss? I mean, it's been tough for me to come into work every single day this week with Adam Crowley.
You know what, Doran? I think the Panthers played uninspired football, and I think that was the difference. I don't know why, but it just seemed that way to me. There was no sense of urgency, and, you know, the result was, if you're a Pitt fan, disastrous.
Billy, obviously, it's a big win for Rich Rodriguez and West Virginia. What did you see from the Mountaineers in that game? Obviously, they played three quarterbacks, and I think had they not won the game, they would have rued not playing Markey all the entire second half.
Yeah, he made some great throws and directed everything, and it meshed. And I think that was the difference as well. And I didn't like what I saw from Eli Holstein. He had the happy feet, and it, you know, early on in the game, he missed two touchdown passes, and that's just not like him. So it happened. I got out of Morgantown alive, and so all is well.
Took me an hour to get out of there, parking lot. You can imagine my mood. I drove.
I was on the buses, and that really saved the day.
Yeah, that was smart. That was smart. I was sitting. You get out of there? You drive?
Yeah, I got out of there pretty quick, actually. Jeez.
I didn't get out of there quick. I parked 40 minutes away from the stadium, so I wouldn't have to sit in traffic. And then by the time I walked to my car, I still sat in traffic.
Hey, Bill, we've been somber, but the rivalry, I think that game speaks to why the game needs to be played, right?
Yep, and why did we say throw out the records, throw out the spot? It's the backyard brawl, and it took on that same appearance. And, you know, I think it should go on forever, but we're going to take a break now for a couple of years. And I think the next one is also in Morgantown. Is it correct?
I think it's at Acrisure. I could be wrong on that.
2029.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought Pitt was going to have to go back-to-back to Morgantown, which –
I think it's in Pittsburgh. I'll double check.
That's a fate. If you're a Panther fan, that's a fate worse than death. But, you know, whatever it is, it continues.
It's a fate worse than death.
I Bill, if you could sort of zoom in on one thing that Pitt would need to do, and it doesn't even have to be specific against Louisville, but one thing Pitt needs to do to bounce back, you know, when they look in the mirror, one thing that they should improve upon going into the next game.
Yeah, Adam, and they've got to be better against the run. And, you know, that was the key for West Virginia, the fact that they could run the ball and they, you know, brought that new running back in that they hadn't seen. And, you know, he was a load. And they've got to do better against the run. And I think everything starts there, and we'll see how that gets itself fixed as we move along.
Bill, we appreciate the time. As always, we're happy you made it out of Morgantown, and we will talk to you next week before the Louisville game.
I can't wait, gents. It'll be fun. Thank you, and have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Bill.
That's H2P.
The great Bill Hillgrove. What a man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.